Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver. On today's program, we're going to be talking about Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk. You've probably seen her on the news. She's made worldwide headlines with regards to her conviction with respect to marriage. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Roger Ganim, senior litigation for Liberty Counsel. And Roger, Kim Davis is an individual who, within 2 months after a Supreme Court opinion on marriage, wound up in jail. First Christian, literally jailed, and we'll talk about that, following the 5-4 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. And it was within days after that June 26, 2015 decision that the decision was in front of her as to whether or not to grant marriage licenses with her name and authority as the Rowan County clerk. And she ultimately chose not to do so.
Yes, and it's astounding how fast this has occurred after the Supreme Court's decision on marriage. Just 2 months later, we find a Christian in jail for nothing more than believing that marriage is between a man and a woman. And it didn't have to be this way, because Kim Davis was never looking for a showdown or a fight. She asked for an accommodation, a reasonable accommodation for her religious beliefs, back in January, before the Supreme Court ever made its decision. So there's absolutely no reason why it should have come to this, certainly why she should have been put in jail.
Well, you go back a little bit before even this began. Kim Davis's mother was the elected clerk of Rowan County and served in that position in Rowan County for 37 years, and then she retired in 2014. But Kim Davis served under her for 27 years as a deputy clerk, and then when her mother retired, she felt God calling her to run for that office, and so she did run for the office, and she was elected as the county clerk in November of 2014. And so in January of 2015, as you said, she got together with 57 other clerks and many other clerks around Kentucky, wondering whether or not there could be movement by the governor and asking for his assistant and the legislature to accommodate their religious convictions if the Supreme Court went the wrong way. And obviously the Supreme Court did. The governor didn't listen to that, and when the Supreme Court, with the 5-4 opinion, literally put this train on the track in a collision with religious freedom, Kim Davis was one of the first ones in the country to have such a collision with her conscience. And so for Kim Davis, though, issuing a marriage license is different than just issuing a certificate. Explain why that's so significant for Kim Davis.
Sure. The marriage licenses in Rowan County, really anywhere in Kentucky, they require both the authorization and the name of the county clerk to be on them. For Kim Davis, she simply could not lend her authority or her name to a license that called a relationship which is not marriage, according to God's law, marriage. And so she really had no choice. It was either obey her conscience or obey the Kentucky law, really the Supreme Court decision. And that was an easy choice for her to make.
And you go back 4.5 years before all of this, and some of the detractors, some of the plaintiffs in this case, tried to literally attack Kim Davis as a person. And they said, Kim Davis, you're a hypocrite because you've been married multiple times. How can you, who's messed up a marriage, now not want to give a marriage license to people of the same sex? And you know, Kim Davis, that was her 4.5 years ago. She says she played in the devil's playground. She made a lot of mistakes. She divorced a man and then remarried him later, and that's her husband that she's with now, Joe. But 4.5 years ago, she made a lot of mistakes, played in the devil's playground, did a lot of things that she's not proud of. But she had a godly mother-in-law who said, Kim, try church, get your life together. And she passed away on Sunday morning, and Kim, to fulfill her dying mother-in-law's wish, went to church that same Sunday evening. And there she heard a pastor preaching from the book of Galatians that she heard about a God who loved her, created her, forgave her, and forgives all of her sins and wipes away all of the past and throws those sins as far away as the east from the west and buries them into the depths of the ocean and doesn't remember them anymore. And so it broke Kim. She wept. She turned her life over to Jesus. And that's why Kim Davis is so in love with Jesus. And that's why she will not betray him. So for her to authorize, not just process a piece of paper, but to literally authorize a marriage that conflicts with God's definition of marriage is a direct act of disobedience. Not something tangential, it's a direct act of disobedience to God. And because her life has been so transformed by the grace of Jesus Christ, she will not betray her Lord.
You know, and her testimony is so powerful because of being not a Christian just 4.5 years ago. For her to come to the point now where she's willing to put everything on the line, her livelihood, even her freedom, to obey God and to honor His name, it shows you how powerful that transformation can be from Jesus Christ, simply from knowing Him. And you're right. For Kim Davis, this was a matter of heaven or hell for her. She cannot disregard God on this.
And that's her words, that this is a hell, heaven or hell decision. Not that her salvation depends, but it's that stark of a decision, that it's a heaven or hell decision. It's all or nothing. It's be faithful to her Lord or betray her Lord. And she wouldn't betray her Lord. So as a result of that, she was sued by the ACLU. And there was an injunction that was entered against her by the judge. Lots of procedural problems that happened in the case that the judge just simply ran this through a very quick process. At any rate, the judge ordered her to issue the marriage licenses and then issued a temporary stay of this opinion until August the 31st. There were other attempts to get the Supreme Court of the United States to extend it pending the appeal so Kim wouldn't have to come to this horrible situation where she's having to make this decision. Either keep her conscience or her freedom. That was the one or two decisions. And so the stay ended on August the 31st, and a couple of hours into September 1, another motion was filed against her by the ACLU for contempt of court. Within 48 hours, she was in court. And you were there that day for the contempt hearing in which the ACLU, and this is interesting, the ACLU requested only fines against her, no jail time, specifically mm-hmm. said no jail, just fines. There was no attempt to suggest that she would be incarcerated, no notice that she would be incarcerated. We were only allowed 5 pages of response right. when the court rules require 20 pages at least. And you were in court that day. Tell us about the shock and when it was announced from the bench that she would be taken to a jail.
It was shocking. You could feel it in the courtroom, the horror really of her family and her employees sitting behind her, watching her be taken into custody by the federal marshals. It was something that we knew was a remote possibility, but seeing it actually happen was a very profound moment, especially when we think about how many times Kim's due process rights were violated from the very beginning of this case. It began in the first hearing, and it was really exponentially increased in the second hearing when the judge heard a motion that wasn't even noticed for hearing that day, expanding the injunction to include pretty much anyone in the world who might want to get a license in Rowan County instead of just the plaintiffs. And then that ultimate act of flexing his muscle, the judge put her in jail, understanding that doing it would not result in the issuance of valid marriage licenses from Rowan County, but it would result in obedience to his order. And that's all he was concerned with. And he certainly, he got Kim Davis in jail and got her employees so afraid of him that they agreed to issue licenses that they didn't believe were valid. But the judge made his point, and no one doubted his authority or his power at that point.
We'll talk a little bit more about some of the matters that went on, even the case that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court trying to get the stay before this actually happened, and then what happened the day that Kim Davis was taken to jail, and the following day when I got a chance to visit her in jail, and then the issuance of the licenses by these deputy clerks that are not elected, they're employees. They serve under the authority of Kim Davis, who is the elected county clerk. And in this particular situation, they were faced with jail time or issue a license contrary to the wishes of their employer, of the elected official, issuing and authorizing under her name and authority a marriage that is contrary to God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. But Liberty Counsel not only litigates in courts with respect to the issue of marriage and family, but also defending the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception, that all people are created in the image of God and are entitled to dignity and the right to life. Liberty Counsel also defends and advances religious freedom all over the country, whether it's in public schools or in the public marketplace. If you have any questions about your religious freedom or need some answers or know of controversies in your area, I encourage you to contact Liberty Counsel. You can go to one of our websites. Our main one is lc.org. That's lc.org. Or call us toll-free, 800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776. We have a lot of resources on our website, and we can provide information to help advance and preserve our religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family, not only here in this country, but literally in parts around the world.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.